Worn out sieves, nofa and kavara are two different kinds of sieves. A kavara has larger holes than a nofa. Be it as it may, these can become tomei, but not via tumas midras, because their purpose is obviously not to support the weight of a person. However, she'eskinon liyeshiva, if somebody designated them in his mind for the sake of using them as a seat, because they were worn out, he doesn't really want to use them anymore as a sieve. Rabbi Akiva Matame, Rabbi Akiva says that it can now become Tomei even via Tumas Medras, because the rule is that in order for something to gain the status of being a kli that can become Tomei, the mere intention of the owner to use it for that purpose is enough. He does not need to make any physical change to that item. V'chachom metarin ad shikatzea. However, the Chachom say that it remains pure in terms of Tumas Midras, unless he actually cuts it a bit and makes a physical change in order to alter it with the intention of designating it as a seat. Although Rabbi Akiva agrees with the aforementioned rule, that is only true when one is making something into a kli. Until now it wasn't a halachic kli at all, so it couldn't become tomei at all. But having the intention to turn it into something that will be able to become tomei, that is enough. But over here we're talking about something which is already a kli, and it can already become tomei. He just wants to make it into something that will have an additional kind of impurity applying to it. For that, a action and a physical change is required. Continues the Mishnah. Kisei shel koton, a chair which is used by a child, shesh l'raglayim, that has legs, afal pi she'ein b'goyva tefach, even if it is less than a tefach raised from the ground, tomei, it can nevertheless become tomei, although a regular seat which is used by an adult needs to be at least a tefach raised from the ground, a tefach tall. When it comes to the chair of a child, the child can sit on a chair which is even lower, and therefore this would be able to become tomei via tumas medras because it's designated for the purpose of a child to sit on it. Choluk shel koton, a shirt which is used by a baby. Rabbi Eliezer says, kol shehu, regardless of its size, even if it's extremely small, it can become tomei, because as soon as it has the status of an item of clothing, it can become tomei even if it is tiny. And not only can it become tomei from regular sources of impurity, but it can even become tomei via tumas midras, since items of clothing are often used to sit on them as well. So as soon as it has the status of an item of clothing, it can become tomei even via tumas midras. V'chachom, remember the chachomim say, however, that in order for this item to become tomei ad shibay kashir, it must have at least the regular minimum size of 3x3 tefachim for it to become tomei via tumas midras. Because since we're talking about something used by a newborn baby, it's not going to be used for a very long time. The baby will grow, and he will no longer use this tiny item of clothing. And because of that, the use of it as a item of clothing for a newborn baby is not considered to be a significant enough use to allow it to become tomei by the mere fact that it's considered his item of clothing. It's such a temporary use that it lacks the significance, and therefore we still would require the regular size of 3x3 tefachim. And in addition to that, v'nimdod kofel, it is actually measured double, meaning it's not enough that it be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, but since the shirt is made up of two sides, one which goes in front of one's body and one that goes behind his body, on his back, both sides need to be 3x3 tefachim, which means that in total, the shirt would need to be 3 tefachim by 6 tefachim. And we're going to understand that this rule is based on the fact that when people would sit on their clothes, they would sit on their clothes in the same way as the clothes are worn. So just like a shirt is worn partly on one's back and partly with the shirt in front of him, when one places the shirt down on the floor to sit on it, he places it down in such a way that it is folded over in half, just like when it is worn. And because of that, the minimum size of 3x3 tefachim applies to both sides. So in total, it would need to be 3 tefachim by 6 tefachim for it to be able to become tomei via tumas medras. Mishnah Vov. Elin don gfulin, the following items of clothing are measured doubly. That means that they would require 3 tefachim by 6 tefachim because they have two sides. Meaning it's not just one piece of cloth that continues, but it could be there's a top and a bottom. Either way, it would require 3x3 tefachim on both of these sides. Ampalya, this is a kind of shoe or boot. So you've got the sole, the bottom of the shoe, and the part which goes on top of the foot. Both of those would need to be at least 3x3 tefachim for it to become tomei. Now, this boot is unlikely to be 3 tefachim wide, but it could be that it is longer, and that's how we get to the minimum size. Upamilinya, these are kind of shorts that are pretty loose, and they reach one's knees. Umichasayim, and longer trousers, v'kova, and a hat. V'kishal punda, and a belt which is hollow, and people keep coins or other items inside of it. Umatlis shetloya al hasofa, and a small piece of cloth that somebody attached to the edge of his shirt at the top where his neck is. And the truth is, in this last example, it depends. Im pshuta, if it's flat, meaning he only attached this piece of material on one side of the shirt. Nimderes pshuta, then it is measured flat, meaning it only needs to be 3x3 tefachim. But in kfula, if it is doubled over and he attached this cloth to both sides of the neck area of the shirt, then in deres kfula it would be measured doubly, meaning it would require 3 tefachim by 6 tefachim in order for it to be able to become tome. Assumingly, he's adding this piece of material to strengthen the shirt, and we're talking about a case where he hasn't yet sewn it to the shirt. If he sews it to the shirt, so then it doesn't even need to be the minimum size because it's secondary to the shirt. So since the shirt can become tomei v'aytumas midras, the piece of material would be able to as well. But we're talking about a case where it is not sewn to the shirt yet, and therefore only if it itself is the minimum size would it be able to become tomei v'aytumas midras. Mishnah Zayin. The next couple of Mishnayos are going to explain a concept that we've actually seen in a couple of other Mishnayos earlier on in the Masechta, in various different contexts, and it's based on the rule that kolam chubra la tomei tomei, anything that is attached to something which is tomei or able to become tomei can become tomei with it, and it shares the same status. However, that's only true for as long as the item is actually attached to the larger kli. If it later becomes detached from this larger kli that itself can become tomei, then it would no longer have the same status. However, at the end of the day, it did touch the tommy item. So if the main tommy item was on a high enough level of impurity to make another kli tommy, then even once this part of the kli is detached, it would be tommy because it's no worse than anything else that touched that tommy kli. Habeged or shleisha, a item of clothing or cloth. Remember, beged doesn't necessarily need to be an item of clothing in this Masechta. Beged can refer to any cloth material that somebody wove 3x3 tefachim of it. That's the minimum size for it to be able to become tomei v'aytumas midras, v'nitumei midras, and indeed it became tomei v'aytumas midras. For example, a zov who has a very severe level of impurity sat on it, and v'aytumas midras, the item itself becomes an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity that if it touches a person or a kli, it would make them tome. Now, this piece of material, in the case of our Mishnah, was exactly 3x3 tefachim, and no more. After the 3x3 tefachim piece of material became tome by Tumas Midras, then the Hishtam Olives Kola Beged, he completed the entire item of clothing, or the larger piece of material, he continued weaving until it was much larger. Because of the rule that anything that is attached to something that became tome shares its status, the entire material is now tome as an avatuma, because it's attached to something that became tome as an avatuma. However, there's a big difference between the rest of the cloth and the 3x3 tefachim that were there at the time that the zov sat on it, because the rest of the cloth is only tome because it's attached to this 3x3 tefachim piece of material. It's not intrinsically impure. Its entire impurity is based on the current state of it being attached to the 3x3 tefachim cloth. And because of that, what happens if v'achar kach not al chut echad mitchilasai, he takes away one thread from the 3x3 tefachim that were there originally when the zov sat on it, such that now, in terms of the 3x3 tefachim part of the cloth that is intrinsically tomei on that primary level of impurity, it now lacks the minimum size for that to be the case, and therefore tar min ha-midras, the entire cloth is no longer tomei as tumas midras, because we base it all on the original material that was there when the zov sat on it, and right now it's lacking the minimum size. So that loses its tumas midras, which means that the rest of the kli will also lose the tumas midras, because the rest of the kli is tome only because of being attached to this piece of cloth. However, says the Mishnah, aval tome maga midros, the entire cloth is tome on the level of something that touched a item that became tome by tumas midros, which means that the entire cloth is on the level of a rishon l'tumah, one step removed from the primary av hatumah level. Continues the Mishnah, not al chut echel mitchilosai, what happens if first he took away one of the threads from the 3x3 tefachim cloth? So again, we had a piece of material that was 3x3 tefachim, a zov sat on it, and then he took away one thread. So now it loses its minimum size. V'achar kach ish l'malov eskola beged. And only after that did he continue weaving the material and completed it to a much larger piece of cloth. Even in this case, the Mishnah says that tomei maga midros, it is tomei on the level of something that touched an item that became tomei v'aitumas midros, which means that it's a rishon l'tumah. And in this case, it's a bit more difficult to understand, because by the time the rest of the material touched the original cloth that the Zov sat on, it had already lost its status of a avatuma, a primary level of impurity, because it lacked that minimum size. So surely it should have lost its impurity, and then when you attach the rest of the cloth to it, it's attached to something that is not tome at all. But in truth, this is not the case, at least according to one opinion that we'll learn towards the end of this perek, who understands an interesting idea that in the same way as we said in the first case of the Mishnah, that the rest of the cloth touched something which was an av hatumah, and therefore it became a rishon l'tumah, and that status is not dependent on it being attached to the item, because at the end of the day it touched the item, so it intrinsically became a rishon l'tumah. In a similar vein, we're able to say with regards to the 3x3 tefachim cloth itself, that it is touching itself. So that item also becomes a rishon l'tumah, so to speak. Now, of course, as long as it is 3x3 tefachim, it's totally irrelevant the fact that it touched itself, because it's an even higher level of impurity. But once it becomes smaller than 3x3 tefachim, such that it can no longer be on that higher level of tumas midras, it still does retain the level of something that touched tumas midras, because it, so to speak, touched itself, and therefore it is a rishon l'tumah, and when you continue weaving the rest of the cloth, so the rest of the cloth is attached to something that is a rishon l'tumah. Now there would still be one difference between this case and the previous case of the Mishnah, and that is if the rest of the cloth is later on detached from this original part of the cloth that was there when it became tomei, then it would no longer be tomei at all, because the rest of the cloth is only tome because it's attached to a rishon l'tumah, whereas in the first case of the Mishnah, the rest of the cloth actually itself touched the tumas midras, so it became intrinsically a rishon l'tumah, which is not based only on the fact that it's currently attached to the original piece of cloth that the Zov sat on. Mishnah Ches, this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, v'chein beged sh'arig bei sholosh al sholosh. Similarly, a piece of cloth that somebody wove to be 3x3 finger breadths, so it's smaller than 3x3 tefachim. It can't become tomei via tumas midras, because it's not fit for sitting on, however, it can become tomei via other sources of impurity. It has a use, it can be used as a patch for a poor person's clothes when they develop holes in them. So we have a cloth which is exactly 3x3 finger breadths, v'nitmar tomei meis, and it becomes tome from a dead body, which means that it is now an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity, and then the hishtamol of his kolah beged, he continued weaving the rest of the cloth to be much larger now, and then one thread from the original cloth was taken off and removed, which means that the original cloth now lacks the minimum size for it to be tome. So tome tome meis, the entire cloth is no longer tome on the level of something that touched a dead body. However, aval tome maga tome meis, it is all tome on the level of something that touched a item that became tome from a dead body. Just like in the previous Mishnah, not al chut echel mitchilosai, what happens if first a thread was removed from the 3x3 finger breadth item, the material, and only after that did he continue weaving it into a larger piece of material. Tahor, in this case, it would be pure. The question is, why don't we say, like in the previous Mishnah, that the original 3x3 finger breadth item is considered to have touched itself, which means that it's also on the level of a rishon l'tumah, one step removed from the avatumah, and then everything that is attached to it, the continuation of the cloth, is also going to be a Rishon LeTumah because it's attached to it. The Mishnah explains, "Mnei she'omru," because the Chachamim said, in way of explanation, "Sholishal sholish shenismo'at," a item, a cloth, which is 3x3 finger breadth, which is very small, that becomes any smaller than that, tahar, becomes fully pure. Because if it's so small, then it's not fit for anything. It totally loses its status of a kli. It has no use, and therefore it loses all of its impurity. It's only with regards to something that was 3x3 tefachim that became slightly smaller. That although it can no longer become tome, can no longer be tome with the tumas midros, because it's not fit for sitting on, however, it does have certain uses. It can still be considered a kli, and therefore tome b'chol ha-tumas, it can become tome with any other kind of impurity. And that's why in that case it would be considered a rishon l'tumah. But in this case, as soon as it became smaller than 3x3 finger breadths, it's lost any of its impurity. So even if you continue weaving it later on to be a larger item of cloth, it's not attached to cloth which is tomei.